I'm Tom Cooney, and this is BusinessWise. Our guests today are Aaron Moles. Aaron is the founder and owner of the Prosthetic Shop, and also joining us is Nicole Jordan, who's the Vice President of Operations of the Prosthetic Shop. And maybe we can just start with, you can tell me what the Prosthetic Shop is and what it does.
This is a Cincinnati-based prosthetic facility. We do custom prosthetics, upper extremity and lower extremity. I've been in this field for 12 years now and practicing in Cincinnati, a graduate of Northwestern University. I've had the good fortune of working with a lot of amputees from university hospitals, so a lot of trauma cases. The advantage for that in my career has been that I get to do a lot of high-activity, functional-style prosthetics, but we also do a lot of day-to-day functional prosthetics as well for those individuals that maybe just want to be able to stand and basic functions, stand and transfer, those kind of things. We are Cincinnati-based. We're available online at prostheticsshop.com. That's ProstheticsShop. And our number is 843-5126.
You recently started an award called the MAP Award, where people can nominate individuals who need prosthetics help for this award. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about the MAP Award.
The MAP Award actually stands for Mobilizing Amputees with Prosthetics. And this, of course, is an award that we're going to be giving to a local amputee. It is nomination-based, and folks have asked us about the criteria. Basically, of course, you have to be an amputee. But for those of you who are big fans of the movie The Christmas Story, and you love that leg lamp that they had in the window, this is not a contest for you. So if you are an amputee, what you need to do is ask somebody to nominate you on our website. And again, that's prostheticsshop.com.
Well, that sounds like a great community involvement thing to do for people who are not fortunate enough to have insurance or to be able to afford the kind of help that they may need. You've told us about the nomination process. If you know someone who is an amputee who has need of prosthetics help, they can be nominated for this award. But how do you select the winner for this award?
The winner will be selected by a third party, and it will be a random drawing. So actually, we won't be selecting the winner, but have chosen an entity to do that. In terms of when the winner will be selected, we're taking nominations now through May 1st, and the winner will be actually announced on or by May the 15th.
And what's your motivation for having this award? What are you hoping to accomplish?
Well, we just realized that there are a lot of people out there that are either underinsured or don't have a prosthesis that's working very well for them. We just wanted to open up this opportunity to be able to help those individuals and offer them the help by a licensed and certified prosthetist. Another thing that is commonly occurring is a lot of people are taking care of someone that is not licensed or certified just because of the heavy demand there. So that's kind of what we were hoping to get back to the community.
And actually, the winner is going to receive a value of upwards $21,000.
Wow, that sounds like a pretty significant help for someone who probably really needs the help. But you also have a partner that you've gotten involved.
Rehab Resources has joined us in this effort, and they're going to provide up to 5 physical therapy appointments, which is very key to having success with a prosthesis. Quite often, people get a prosthesis, and they think they'll be able to use this device and just automatically be able to walk or do whatever function they need, but it really does require some good physical therapy to achieve that level of function.
How long is the typical cycle from when someone makes their first visit to be, I guess, fitted for a prosthetics device to when they're sort of finished with you, they're able to use the device to its full functionality?
That usually takes, I would say, about 3 to 4 weeks. That involves an evaluation. You have to then take an impression of the individual's residual limb. You have to fit check sockets, diagnostic type prosthetics, and then you've got a delivery. So 3 or 4 weeks is the typical turnaround that it requires.
You created this award to help a needy individual. What's your response been so far? I know it's still kind of early in the contest.
Well, we're gathering responses, as you can imagine, in real time all day long. In fact, this morning I woke up to see that we had more nominees coming in after I went to bed last night. So I can't give you an exact account, but great response so far.
And maybe you can tell us just what you were thinking of when you decided to create the award. What were you helping to do?
There are a lot of individuals that either may be underinsured or not have insurance, not so much now, but might just be underinsured. Or maybe, in fact, they only have a certain amount of coverage, say 80% of coverage, so 20% can be a lot. They might also have a prosthesis that is not working very well for them. Also, a lot of amputees that are being treated by unlicensed or uncertified individuals. So this was our opportunity to help those individuals out.
Additionally, because we're privately owned, Tom, that really puts us in a space where we can pass on the benefit to our patients. So we don't have corporate coming down and dictating how many hours we spend with a patient. We're very focused on an individual amputee's goals, whether that's vocation or recreation, and we're proud of that.
Aaron, in looking at your biography, I noticed that you're a veteran of the United States Navy. Do you all work with a lot of veterans at the prosthetic shop?
I wouldn't say a lot because they actually do have a prosthetic and orthotic facility at the local VA. However, currently they are sending most of their amputees out for service. So we do quite often get veterans that we take care of.
And again, if people are interested in the MAP Award, either for themselves or for someone they know, the best way to do that is to go online to your website.
That's right. That's Prosthetic Shop, PROSTHETIX shop.com.
Aaron and Nicole, thanks for being my guest and thanks for what you're doing with this award. For Business Wise, I'm Tom Cooney. I'm with Cooney, Faulkner & Stevens, your business advocate.